T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
7 o'clock, Sports Radio 94, WIP. Joe Giglio with you. Tucker Bagley behind the glass. You guys with us, 215-592-9494. That is how you get aboard on this Thursday night. We got a lot to get to later on. We'll talk to Jack Fritz. We have a guest for Pro Football Focus on the NFL, which starts 1 week from tonight. And I've got a big thought on the Eagles that I shared once upon a time in this radio station a few weeks ago, but not on this show, not on our show here at night. I shared it with the afternoon audience, and I want to bring it back because I feel even stronger about it tonight, 1 week out from the start of the 2021 NFL season, Eagles at Falcons on September the 12th. We'll get to that and all the football stuff, but I want to start here with the Phillies because, and by the way, We can work in, and I have a reason I want to work in, you know, the Embiid, Simmons stuff. But I need a break for a few minutes. Like we yelled last night enough about Joel Embiid trying to tell you how to be a fan. I'm done. Like, I'm just tired of it. But I want to start with the Phillies here, who won again today. And it's interesting as we talk about the Phillies, six in a row now. The Phillies is currently sit 1.5 games behind the Atlanta Braves, who play tonight. By the way, the Braves play in Colorado this week. You might say, oh, the Rockies stink. It's not going to be great for the Phillies. You know the Rockies are the best home record in all of Major League Baseball? Better than the Dodgers. Better than the Giants. Better than the Astros. Better than the White Sox, Yankees, all those teams. Better than the Rays. Best home record in baseball belongs to the Rockies. That's where the Braves are in Colorado. Coors Field started tonight. So by the end of the night, the Philadelphia Phillies could be one game out of a division title leading spot. The lead in the NL East could be one game out. Six wins in a row. Another comeback win today. And today they were down 6-0. Aaron Nola, not good enough again. Man, September Aaron Nola, 2021 Aaron Nola, not good enough. But the Phillies came back. I mean, they came back with, again, a cast of characters around Bryce Harper in the lineup. I mean, these are the Phillies that brought you back today. Tereus and Galvis and Marshawn, who had a great at-bat late in that game. And, you know, guys like Maton coming off the bench. That's the Phillies team that won today. Six wins in a row for the Phillies now. They enter play tomorrow down in Miami with a 69-64 record. They are 1.5 out of the division. They are 2 out of the wild card. Guys, they're in this. Like, as much as it's funny, it felt like 4 weeks ago, Phillies go on this hot streak. They win 8 in a row. Now it's 6, but they won 8 in a row then. And I remember the excitement level in Philadelphia the day after that 8th win. Wheeler has the great, great performance on Roy Halladay Day, and it was like, everyone is back. Everyone's ready to go. This is the year. They're going to win the division. And then what'd they do? They completely and totally slipped on the banana peel, fell all over themselves, just destroyed all the momentum they had, got swept in Arizona. And it felt like about 10 days ago, 8 days ago, this entire city said, I'm out. I'm done. No more. Phillies, I'm not buying it again. I'm out on the Phillies. Forget it. They're not going to fool me. And I got to tell you, with six wins in a row and watching how the Braves are playing on this road trip, getting swept by the Dodgers, and seeing how the wild card has opened up, I got to say something that you probably thought before when you listened to this radio show. Ready? Here it is. I'm a moron because I'm getting excited again. I was getting excited listening to that game on my way in today. I was getting excited watching the Phillies. I was getting excited at the comeback again. They are the first team in Major League history, and this probably says way more about the Nationals than it says about the Phillies, but they're the first team in Major League history to have 7 games in a single season against the same opponents, all against the Nats, where they came back to win after being down 3 or more runs. I mean, just think about that for a second. How many times when a team is down 3 runs in a game do they come back? I mean, it's not often, right? It's not impossible, but it's not often you come back from being down 3 runs and win the game at any point. And the Phillies have done it 7 times to the Nationals this season. It's a remarkable commentary on this year between these two teams. Phillies are just beat up on Washington and taking advantage of them. And they sweep the series. And now they've won the six in a row. And ever since they lost last week to the Diamondbacks, they've won six in a row against bad teams. They get three more against a bad team starting tomorrow in Miami. And that schedule, we talked about it. We've talked about it for months. Right after they go to Milwaukee next week, it is a whole lot of bad teams. The Rockies here. The Cubs here. They go to the Mets. They have the Pirates here. The Orioles here. All leading up to Phillies and the Braves on September 28th. It all leads right into that. 215-592-9494. We'll start with this. The Phillies are red hot again. The Phillies are having these magical comebacks again. The Phillies are within a game and a half or two games, depending on if we're talking about the division or the wild card, again. Are you letting yourself get excited again? We did this. We did this a month ago, and I felt like that show we did the night after the final win of that eight-game winning streak, that Monday off they had after the series against the Mets where they swept the Mets. I felt like that night there was palpable excitement on WIP. People really were excited for the Phillies. Like, you know what? Why not? The Mets stink. The Braves are without Acuna. Why not the Phillies? And then the next couple weeks happened, and everyone was just like banging their head against the wall. I was like, see, this is why. I'm not going to let them fool me again. Well, are you letting them fool you again? Are you buying back in? 215-592-9494. Are you buying back in? Are you excited for the Phillies right now? We had a caller last hour who was almost chastising Howard and myself for not being more excited. I am. Like, I'm excited for September baseball that means something. I'm excited for the Phillies to show me if they're different this year. I'm excited for Bryce Harper's MVP push. I'm really curious to see if they take advantage of the schedule, which they should, and put themselves in a position. Here's what I'm asking out of the Phillies. I'm going to set the bar this low for them. Ready? All I'm asking the Phillies is to go to Atlanta. I think it's like September 28th, 9th, and 30th, something like that, the last week of the season. Go to Atlanta, either tied, up a game or two, or within a game. Go to Atlanta where if you play well, you can win the division. I don't think that's too much to ask, considering the schedule. I know Atlanta's good, and they're going to win their fair share of games, and they have some easy teams in there too. But considering the schedule, starting tomorrow in Miami, and we just did the last seven against the Diamondbacks and Nationals, considering the schedule, the Orioles, Pirates, Mets, like all these bad teams, what I'm asking out of the Phillies is not a lot to ask. Just go into that Atlanta series poised to take over the division if you could beat them. 215-592-9494. Are you getting excited again? Again is the operative word for the Phillies. Are you letting yourself get excited again after what they did in the middle of August, after what they've done in so many of these Septembers? Are you ready to get excited again? Tucker, are you ready?
I want to be ready. I want to get excited. But, Joe, I mean, look at the teams they've beat, and it's pretty similar to that run they had at the beginning of August,
yeah,
right?
Yep.
When you think about them beating the breaks off the Washington Nationals, they beat the Mets, they're a talented team. They haven't really won anything. They're pretty much imploding from every single angle over the last month. And now you go and you beat the Nationals, who I think have won a total of 17 games since the beginning of July.
Yeah, they're awful.
You beat the Arizona. You only took 2 out of 3 from a Diamondbacks team that's won 15 games on the road all year. They're 15-52 in road games, which is just downright atrocious. I mean, you've beaten, and I know we joked about the Nationals being a Triple-A team. You've beaten two Triple-A teams. Like, outside of Starlin Marte.
Okay, Ketel Marte.
Or Ketel Marte, sorry. Outside of Ketel Marte.
And Soto.
And Juan Soto. Like, you haven't played a Major League Baseball player in 7 days. And I get it. Like, it is exciting. They're a game and a half back right now. They have a shot to really make some hay when they have the Miami Marlins and you have the Pirates and you have the Orioles. But this is also a team that just got swept by those same exact Diamondbacks 2 weeks ago and couldn't compete with the Dodgers or the Reds, two potent contenders. So when I look at, you know, the Brewers being up on the schedule and see the Braves being up on the schedule, and the Braves are just as hot as any team in baseball right now, I'm not there yet. Like, I need to see them be competitive with a real major league team.
Well, but there's not many left, right? The Brewers next
I know
week.
You're victim to your own schedule, but at the same point, at some point, you're not going to play teams that have only won 17 games in the last 2.5 months.
I get it, but and I understand Tucker's point. I mean, maybe you're feeling the same way. 215-592-9494. I understand what he's saying, that it's hard to get really excited until they play some good teams. Well, guess what? They're not going to play good teams. between now and playing the Braves the last week of the season, they have exactly three games next week in Milwaukee against a good team. That's it. So if you're sitting there saying, I'm not going to get excited until they beat some good teams, well, guess what? You're not going to get excited until the playoffs start, because their schedule is set up for them to play all these bad teams in September. And I just, it's hard for me not to get excited watching a six-run comeback. It's hard for me not to get excited. And I realize I'm putting myself out there again for this team to do the same thing they do every year, which is get us excited, and then you get to September and you disappoint. And I don't have great conviction. I'd be lying to you. I'd be lying to you if I told you that I was confident that they were going to be different this year. I'd be lying. I mean, I don't know what's going to happen in September. But I am excited. I'm excited for them to prove this city wrong, because I feel like the Phillies have gained a reputation now, well-earned, but a reputation which is, in September, they wilt. The games get bigger, they go away. They wilt. And I want to see, can they change that? Can they and the schedule absolutely sets up for it. It should happen. I mean, they should be ashamed of themselves if they don't have a big September. I mean, this schedule is as easy of a September as I can remember any team having. I mean, they're playing Pirates, Orioles, like and Marlins. We're about, what, three of the top five teams in next year's draft? Maybe the Marlins will be sixth or seventh, whatever. Like we're talking about awful baseball teams that are fighting for the number one pick in next year's draft. Like, they are bad. So there's no excuse. It's hard not to be excited when your baseball team is a game and a half out of first place heading into September. This should be exciting.
How would you compare this to the 2019 Eagles last four games?
Pretty similar.
Right? It's almost like, I hate to say you expect them to win and you expect them to get there, but isn't it almost a disservice? Like, you have to take care of business of these teams.
You have to.
And I don't trust them to do that. I mean, this is a franchise that you mentioned. It notably wilts in September. They went 8-20, Gabe Kapler's first year here.
Yep.
I think they've gone over 500 once in September in the last eight seasons, and that was 2017 when they won 66 games. I mean, this is a team that when September rolls around and Bryce Harper's someone who tends to struggle and gets hurt, JT Realmuto's already hurt, Reese Hoskins is already done for the end of the season. Like, I know the schedule's easy. I know that this team is rolling and this offense is hot, but...
Seven runs again.
I mean, is Matt Vierling going to be out there going 5-for-5 every night in the month of September?
Well, maybe your boy Brad Miller. 215-592-9494. This is what? How many games in a row? Six games in a row of at least seven runs?
Yes.
That's a remark. If I told you that in the beginning of the season, you would say, oh, must be one of those streaks where Reese is hot, Bryce is hot, JT's hot. Well, not really. It's Bryce. JT barely has played. Reese just had core muscle surgery. It's Brad Miller. It's Rafael Marchand. It's Matt Vierling. It's Nick Maton coming off the bench. It's Ronald Torres. It's Freddie Galvis with some big hits in this series. It's a cast of characters. 215-592-9494. Let's talk some Phillies here tonight. Six wins in a row. Are you allowing yourself to get excited again? Are you back in? Are you back in on the Phillies as we enter September? They're a game and a half out of first place. Braves play tonight. We'll see if this deficit could get to one. Let's talk to let's grab Matthews, who is in Haddonfield. Hey, Matthew.
Hey there. What's going on, man?
Matthew, how are you? What's up?
Oh, my gosh. I don't know what happened over the course of 2021, but I became, like, the biggest baseball fan again. Like, I think the last time I was this into baseball was when I was like, seven and the Phillies won the World Series. I honestly, like, don't know what clicked, but I'm, like, all in with the Phillies this year. Like, and I'm talking going back to, like, April, like, watching the games religiously, like, keeping up with the stats. It's, like, it is just a great time to be a Phillies fan right now. It is amazing.
So you're in. You're excited. Because I know a lot of people, like Tucker, and there's a lot of people out there that, like, they have this trepidation. Because last time they won the eight in a row in the beginning of August, then they followed it up by not playing well for a few weeks. Now six in a row. But it sounds like you're in. You're excited. Let's go.
I'm in. I'm excited. August was tough. I'm not going to lie. But I'll be damned if I didn't sit down and watch every single one of those games that they lost. Like, it was, yes, they lost, but I had faith in them. They have something going here. They're making some magic happen. And you have all these, like, great players. Oh, my gosh, Torres. I love that Torres is stepping up to the plate. Like, I feel like the Phillies fans, like, even if Bryce Harper is not doing hot every game, I feel like we take for granted how good he is. He can consistently hit home runs. He can consistently field in right field. Like, I think we forget sometimes how good of a player he is. I feel like even with Reese gone, like, we're starting to get hot again, and Reese has been out of the picture for, like, what, a month? More than a month? And we've still been, like, we figured out how to do good without him. I'm like, I'm really proud of these Phillies.
Yeah, just, you know what? That, I think that's a good, Matthew, it's a good word you use there. You're proud. You know what? If I had told everyone, you know, a couple weeks ago, Matthew, I appreciate it, man. I love the excitement. See, Matthew's ready for a pennant race. He's ready for a team that will not fail in September. He's
you know
ready.
What's interesting? And I kind of picked up. He's younger than both of us.
Yes.
Which not many callers are younger than me.
Yeah.
But I wonder for people who are younger, even kids who aren't old enough to call in, who are kind of grew up with abysmal Phillies baseball, like, this is maybe the second time they've been truly competitive this late into a season. Like, is that the baseline for kids to be excited? Like, we're not out of the picture with 30 games left to go. Let's get excited.
We have a chance. Let's get excited.
Right? Whereas, you know, some people were, you know, who are my age kind of look back and say, well, this isn't the 08 Phillies. Who cares?
Right. Yeah, I certainly think expectation, what you've seen before, plays into this thing. And I also think it's been such a roller coaster of emotion that some people did, when they got swept by the Diamondbacks, say the season is over. People said that. I mean, out loud, the season is over. The reality is it wasn't. I mean, you may have thought it was, and ultimately, if they don't win, if they miss out in the playoffs by a game or two, we will point back to that series in Arizona. Like, that's just an unacceptable series sweep to lose three games to that baseball team. But it wasn't over when they got swept by Arizona. You in a division like this, where the winning team's going to win less than 90 games, maybe 86, 87, it's not over. Like, it's not over until the last week or two of the season, even if they're not going to make it. It's just not over. 215-592-9494. And I'll just say it again. I'm an idiot because I'm excited. Like, I know you could cut that audio. We could play it. We could play it across the rest of time. I'm an idiot. I'm excited for September and to see if the Phillies could do this. And I know Tucker's like, nah, I can't get there yet. I'm excited. They went six in a row.
I don't
row.
Want them to break my heart again. I'm sorry.
You could put it back together. Happens, right? Sports
I guess.
Break your heart.
I mean, Joe Girardi's out there. I really didn't understand his lineup today. I know they got seven runs thanks to Andrew McCutchen's Herculean performance.
Is Girardi the drunk guy at the table in Atlantic City? He has no idea what he's doing. He's just rolling.
I just didn't understand why you had to shoehorn Realmuto in at first base today.
Well, they wanted to play him, right? They just wanted to
get
him on the field.
Yeah, but like, he doesn't really hit righties that well. The pitcher on the mound was a right-hander.
So this is about Brad Miller?
No, it's not, actually.
Okay.
Like, outside of Brad Miller being the hottest hitter on the team right now, I just found it to be an odd thing to just kind of shoehorn JT Realmuto into the starting lineup at first base when the splits would tell you to have a lefty in there.
I think the tough part is you wish he was behind the plate, right? Because, of course, you want him to catch, and then you could play Brad Miller at first base.
Right, like, I don't think his bat is potent enough, especially now when he's been struggling, to kind of take better. Like, even Matt Vierling somehow got four hits the other night. Like, he doesn't pose a big enough offensive threat to be shoehorning his bat into the lineup on a nightly basis.
215-592-9494. We'll get everyone's calls up here. Are you excited again? Are you allowing yourself to get excited for the Phillies? They've won six in a row. They came back today from a six-run deficit. That is a pretty rare thing. 215-592-9494. We'll come back. Your phone calls and a nugget that hit me today, like a ton of bricks, about the Phillies if they make the playoffs. It could be one of the most anticipated playoff games in Philadelphia sports history. I'll explain coming up on Sports Radio 94 WIP.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.